Happy Thursday. It is the Brett Megas Show. We like to kick off the show with some good news. And this is a story about going on a roller coaster and the seatbelt fails.
How is this good?
Yeah.
And then what happens next is absolutely wild. I'll tell you all about it next on the Brett Megas Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
This story is absolutely wild and crazy. A Missouri couple was riding this crazy roller coaster when they saw a young girl's seatbelt get undone.
Oh, no.
And would fall out. So what they did was hold her. They reached out with their hands, grabbed her shirt, and held her by their shirt as they went through drops, twists, turns,
all of
that crazy stuff, just holding on to her as they saw the seatbelt get undone, and they were able to make it through a high-speed, twisting, turning roller coaster and save her life.
Wow.
They were risking their own safety.
I feel like the panic you must feel for the roller coaster last 2 minutes.
Yes.
Is you're just every twist, every turn, every drop, you're just like, please don't let this grip fall, and the responsibility you feel in that moment, like, just makes anxious thinking about it. Crazy story, but everyone is safe, everyone's okay, and their ride is obviously being worked out.
No doubt.
Yeah,
that's a good news story about some crazy strength in troubling times.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Megas Show. The other day was National Sandwich Day. I feel like that's every day. We should just be celebrating. If you were to walk into like a Jimmy John's or a Subway or a sandwich shop, what type of sandwich are you ordering? Hannah.
So I'm a big toasted Sammy girl. I like a hot sandwich. So I usually like hot salami, hot ham and cheese.
Right.
I like that type of vibe.
Kevin.
I love the tuna melts.
Really?
Those are great. Yeah. Yes.
I do like those too.
Those are good.
I can't believe of all the sandwich choices that someone would order a tuna melt on a menu. I'm shocked.
They do them very, very well.
Like those
sandwiches.
Those are great.
They do them well because nobody orders them. I love buffalo chicken anything, so I would probably do a buffalo chicken sandwich.
I thought you were going to say turkey, and I'm like, ugh, turkey sandwiches.
That too.
So
hot turkey's good.
I agree with Hannah. Like, I like the, like, mix it up, man. I want some hot Italian kind of sub of some sort. But if I were going to pick like from any of the generic lunch meats, it's ham over turkey, ham over roast beef, or anything like that.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving here on the Brett Megas Show is where we cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. How credit card companies know you're headed for divorce years.
How do they know?
Yep.
Years?
Years before you even do it. They said almost probably about 2 years ahead of time they can predict it. Now, they say it's not proven by science. Visa has actually denied monitoring your love life or anything like that. But they said if you had to gauge risk, their spending habits changed probably about 2 years before you had to divorce. Sudden spending changes, missed payments, strict punishment. You could tell that there's emotional strain on a relationship just by spending habits. And it usually happens 2 years in advance that leads to some type of divorce of some sort.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They said the algorithm and prediction by a Yale professor was extremely accurate,
which
is crazy. Mm. If you're flying in the next couple of weeks, why, you might be in a lot of trouble.
Why?
10% at 40 major airports starting tomorrow have been cut because of staffing issues with the government shutdown. So if you are trying to fly out, check your flights. They're being delayed. The process has been horrible at airports.
Nice.
And 10% of flights have just been canceled completely. So your flight might not even exist anymore.
Yeah, make sure you guys are checking up on that.
I need to check mine.
Oprah's favorite things has come out.
Oh, wow. She's still putting out lists?
Oh, yeah. She does this every year. Oprah's favorite things include a $2,000 espresso machine.
Okay.
One of the craziest things on the list, because people love some of the stuff, is she has a $60 pair of anti-fog reading glasses for the shower.
You know what?
Sometimes you
I'm
can't read like,
into it.
You can't read the conditioner label. Let me get my glasses. Right. Anti-fog in the shower. Dinks are on the rise in America.
A what?
Dink. Never heard of this term before.
Is it dual income?
Yep.
Dual income, no kids.
Up from 8% to 12%. Everyone's like, yo, kids are expensive. Yeah, I know.
And nobody can afford them.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Grace, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you good at pop culture, Grace?
I hope so.
Grace, you're the best at pop culture, say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Hannah, did you hear that we have Grace, the best person ever at pop culture?
Ooh, very intimidated.
Yep, she is the CEO of TMZ. We just didn't tell you.
Hey, those TMZ people are sneaky, so I might believe. Yeah. I might believe that.
All right, Hannah, leave the room. We're gonna ask the best ever at pop culture, Grace, 5 pop culture questions, and let's do this. All right.
Okay.
Same questions for Hannah, so when she leaves, she can't hear it. The Thanksgiving Day Parade announced their lineup. Who sponsors the Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Macy's.
Boom. Jonathan Bailey, People's Sexiest Man Alive, is set to star what musical movie in just a few weeks?
Wicked for Good.
Yeah? Yes. There we go. Name any past winner of People's Sexiest Man Alive. Just anyone who's ever won it.
Oh, gosh. Patrick Dempsey?
He did win it. There we go. Okay. Nicole. 3 for 3, Grace. This former Disney star will release her first single in a decade called Mature.
Can I get a hint of what Disney show she was in?
Lizzie McGuire, right? Okay.
Oh, Hillary Duff?
Yeah. All right. Don't tell Hannah I did that, by the way.
I heard nothing.
Okay. Carly Rae Jepsen is pregnant. What song is she famous for singing?
Call Me Maybe.
5 for 5. Wow. I knew Grace. Wow. I knew we had a ringer in Grace. Nicely done. Grace, let's bring Hannah back in and see if she can go perfect, too.
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Hannah's walking back into the room to go against Grace, the goat. That's what we call her. And if you think we're joking, Hannah, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Grace, tell her how many you got right.
5 for 5.
Whoa. Told you. There's been a lot of 5 for 5s recently.
People been bringing it. Grace the goat. That's what we refer to her as. 5 pop culture questions to Grace. 5 pop culture questions to Hannah. Hannah stands outside the room. Can I hear the questions or the answers or some of the hints we might have given Grace? Let's do this, Hannah. Can't miss.
Okay.
Thanksgiving Day Parade announced their lineup. Who sponsors it?
Macy's.
Boom. Jonathan Bailey, People's Sexiest Man Alive, set to star what musical movie in a few weeks?
Wicked.
Yep. Remember when you didn't know that he was the sexiest man alive despite reporting on it?
Yeah, that was down bad for me.
Name any past winner, though, of People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Patrick Dempsey.
Everyone just named Patrick Dempsey because it was weird that he won it. Yeah, I agree.
It was not.
So weird.
McDreamy should have won.
This former Disney star will release her first single in a decade.
Hillary Duff.
Called Mature. Wow. For the win here, Grace. I'm nervous.
Woo!
Carly Rae Jepsen is pregnant. What song is she famous for?
Call Me Baby!
Singing 5 for 5.
Wow.
Hannah Grace is the one who gets the win.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Grace, we're the opponent, man.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to say this is Grace and I got schooled by Hannah Grace.
This is Grace and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
See if you can figure out the Megamind question of the day. 300,000 of these are borrowed each year and just never returned. Hannah, who borrowed something from AB and never returned it. Pointing that out.
Yeah, I'm going to use that one because I think you're being sly here. I'm going to say 300,000 books are borrowed and never returned. If you know, you know. AB gave me a book to borrow and family dog Luna May ate it.
She was really throw the dog at her bus. I was like, family dog, not my dog.
She did.
I'm not taking any ownership of this dog. Mm-hmm. I want nothing to do. This dog I know, an acquaintance dog.
Yeah.
Kevin.
She's bad girl.
I think it's an item you keep in your garage. I think it's a snow shovel.
Snow shovel.
Ooh, that's a bad one to not return.
AB.
I'm thinking of, what are the kitchen pan things that you make casseroles in?
Casserole dish?
Like a cast iron?
A casserole dish.
Oh, like a...
Like a... Like not a, like crock, a crock pot, pot? But like
not
the
a crock,
no, like,
ceramic
like just
little
a,
thing
like
with the
casserole
lid.
Dish.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I've never borrowed one of those either. But I know just because you bring it over somewhere.
Yeah, you bring it over and then you forget it and you never get it back.
I feel like that's not borrowing. Someone's like, hey, can I get that from you? I need to use it. And cast iron, like those.
I have one in my apartment that's been there for like 3 months.
A cast iron skillet, if you're borrowing that from someone, you better give that back. Those are expensive and usually like family hand-me-downs.
It is something that's pretty expensive, I feel like. 855-444-MEGA. And it's an interesting thing to borrow from someone. Like, hey, can I borrow this from you? And then they never return it. 300,000 of them. Tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 300 of these are borrowed each year and never returned.
The musician family says a weed whacker. We got cups. We got mugs. Titus texted in and said a shop vac. Teacher Suzanne and son Trevor say a charger. We've gotten shoes.
Good guesses, but no one got it. And I am curious why people are borrowing these. Bicycles. 300,000 bicycles.
How do you not return it?
I think I would notice if mine just went missing.
No, because when's the last time you rode a bike?
Years.
Yeah, it's been forever. So like, I would.
You gotta bring that.
But
back.
It always takes up that same spot in the garage. Right. I would notice if that spot's empty.
But you wouldn't care if someone borrowed it and never returned. You'd be like, oh, the Kevin's gonna give it.
Expensive. I get your own.
Who just asked to borrow it? Like, hey man, can I borrow your bicycle? Right. Maybe kids borrowing bikes. Like, who's borrowing a bicycle? Like, I just need to get some biking in today. Do we have any teachers who listen to the show can maybe help us out with this? Or parents, how do you feel about this teacher's outfit that has gone viral? It's got over 5 million views on like TikTok, and it's been reposted on X and things like that, where she's wearing what appears to be leather pants, but I think they're pleather, and a white cashmere sweater. So just like a white sweater and then some leatherish type of pants. And some people are saying this is inappropriate for a teacher to be wearing this. How do you feel about a teacher wearing leather pants in the classroom? 855-444-6342. If you want to see a picture, because you're like, well, what do the leather pants look like? What does the outfit look like? We posted it on our Instagram, right, Hannah?
We did. Yeah, we posted it on our Instagram story. So you can also vote there whether you think they're appropriate or not.
How do you feel about the leather pants?
I totally think wearing leather pants is acceptable. If they're not acceptable, then I'm canceled in a ton of different situations. I haven't worn them in a school setting per se, but I've worn them to client meetings. I've worn them for videos. I've worn them for like our big work events. I think that they are just like a trendy fashion statement right now, people wearing them. So I did not blink an eye at all when it came to this teacher wearing them at school. It's not like they're showing skin or
interesting the way you described it, though. The sittings that you had said that you had worn them were like out and about going out, and that's what they felt like. Some people have called them club pants. Those are the type of pants you would wear if you were getting dressed up for going out for cocktails. That's not classroom appropriate.
But I would, like, if we were, you know, delivering Valentine's to schools, I would have worn my leather pants and not even thought of it.
Interesting. Not the teacher, Kevin. You know, your family is a group of teachers.
Yeah, and there's usually dress codes, not only for students, but for teachers. And I remember when I taught, you know, it was, you know, not that you had to wear a tie, but it was a collared shirt, and you could not wear jeans. All right, so
I think that's out the window now.
Is there a teacher out there right now that can help us with this? Do you guys have a dress code? Can you not wear jeans? Has your school made a ruling on leather pants or pleather pants? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. If you could jump in and help us with that, is that covered in the dress code?
You know, and I think the major issue is these are skin tight. And they're shiny.
I know what you're trying to say.
They do show off the teacher's assets. They do. And you're like,
you scared me for a second.
My heart just
showed off that teacher's ass.
So
said, like,
I understand why there is controversy. I don't know if, you know, I mean, it's probably one of those things where, okay, you did it one day, you go to the principal's office, and the principal's like, you know, you probably shouldn't wear that to work.
You know, I don't really understand, though, because it's not a lot of the, I feel like, dress codes are because they would be showing skin. So, like, you don't want to have, like, a dress or a skirt that's too short because it would be showing a lot of skin. Or, like, a tank top because it would be showing a lot of skin. These pants are full coverage. They're just tight and shiny.
Yeah. This is going to sound crazy for me because I'm always a big believer. Just do whatever you want. As long as you can get your job done, I don't care. But also, I am inconsistent. I thought we had this conversation about even, like, our work, that you guys are like, oh, we can dress down. We can wear sweatpants because we're on the radio. And I'm like, we're still professionals, and there's professional attire you have to wear. And hearing the way Kevin described the pants is what makes me feel like it's unprofessional. He was like bashful guy.
You're uncomfortable.
Like blushing around her. And the teacher should not be a distraction because he's like, man, look at her assets. We're all being immature, but she's teaching immature kids. Like, right? Like, that's not professional then, right?
I disagree. I think they're fine.
I feel like leather pants are just more stylish, like black pants.
Yeah,
like
she's
trying
leggings.
To add a little pizzazz to her day.
And that's the other, I'll be honest, that's the other problem I have with it is, like, Can't you just wear, like, why wear those pants?
She wants to feel confident.
You can't wear jeans?
She loves those pants.
You know kids are way honest. So if she shows up looking ugly one day, they're going to tell her.
I don't know anything about fashion, but I feel like jeans would have looked just good for this. And the other thing I have an issue with is she's doing, like, a fit check in the classroom. That's how this thing went viral. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, we're doing fit checks in the classroom now.
If the kids aren't in there, do all the fit checks you want. Are you kidding me?
That's
she's probably trying to make a little side hustle because teachers don't get paid anything.
That's they true. Deserve to get paid more. They don't need to become influencers. God help us. 855-444-MEGA. If there's any teachers out there that can jump in on this conversation, do you feel like this other teacher was being inappropriate? Do they cover pleather pants in the dress code? Do you have a dress code as a teacher nowadays? Is that out the window? Like Hannah was talking about? 855-444-6342. We'll take your calls on this next on the Brett Mega Show. If there's any teachers out there listening, we want you to jump on to our Instagram. I think it's better if you guys see this. So go to our Instagram if you can. Brett Mega Show, B-R-E-T Mega Show. There is on our Insta story a teacher that is going viral for her outfit because she's wearing like a white sweater, like a cashmere sweater, and then like these leather pants. They appear to be pleather or leather pants. And people are like, these are club pants. You can't wear leather pants to a classroom. It's not professional. This is a double standard for kids. Like, this isn't like appropriate. And then there's some people are like, hey, like, it's just pants. There's no skin. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. What are people saying on the text line? Are people pro or against these leather pants for a teacher?
We do have both sides, but one of them that I think is interesting says no leather pants. Not a good example to set. Teachers are the OG influencers. They influence their kids. Dress as if you are going to an important meeting because you are. So they're kind of saying teachers, what they wear can influence kids. And I guess they don't think that kids should be wearing tight leather pants.
Yeah, I would, like, would kids wear these type of pants? I do think that's
think
a good question.
Inappropriate, though.
I do think it's a good question. I just feel like you can't have a double standard. You can't tell kids, hey, you can't wear this short of a skirt and then you wear a short skirt the next day. Like, that's,
I think it's fine for kids to be wearing leather pants. I don't know.
Caleb, you're a teacher at a private school. Do you guys have a dress code?
We do not have a dress code.
Okay.
But I think that, so fashion is very, like, cultural, right? And so I think that there's a lot of cultural elements. But I do think something that's important to bring up is a lot of people who are making these dress codes are men that have never worn leather pants, right? And so I think that there needs to just be a lot of either females weighing in or just stop policing people what they're wearing. And yeah, that's kind of
what we're a lot more men wearing leather.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective. Yeah. You're saying, like, people who making dress codes are like maybe a male superintendent going, this is what you can't wear because it's club wear. And you're like,
yeah. I've never worn these to the
club.
Yeah,
you don't even know. Yeah,
I wore these to Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
Exactly.
I know the thing that makes me think it might be inappropriate is the way Kevin described it. He was like, and as a guy, he was kind of like, oh man, she's wearing leather pants. You don't want that in the classroom. And so for me, I don't care whether it's appropriate or inappropriate. Like, the word inappropriate or appropriate seems weird, but is it a distraction? And if it's a distraction, why you couldn't pick out any other pants? I just feel like it's a weird choice.
I feel like people get distracted, like, from leather pants just because they don't see them all the time. But really,
yeah,
they're
so
not.
Like, you couldn't pick out
but
any
they're
other
not
ones.
That much different than just, like AB said, just regular black pants. They're not different than yoga pants. They're not different than leggings or skinny jeans. They're just shiny. So just, maybe that's distracting.
It. I don't know if they're inappropriate or appropriate, but I do think they're an odd choice since we're having
to
debate.
Kids can get distracted by everything. Are they supposed to just wear a brown sack to school? I mean,
Teacher Suzanne's talking to someone. Teacher Suzanne, so you're a teacher. How do you feel about the leather pants being worn?
Okay, well, in my honest opinion, I don't care that they're leather. I care how tight they are, and they're very form-fitting, and that is not appropriate.
Interesting.
I mean, I wear, and I'm old, but, you know, I stay in sort of shape.
You got it going on, Teacher Suzanne. We know it.
Something that covers my tushy, you know. You turn around and those boys are going to be going,
See? Yeah. I don't have that problem. That's exceed.
Right.
Actually, thank you for bringing it up. Thank you. All those boys are looking at your tushy. Nobody looks at my tushy, so this has never been a problem for me. That's why I have a flat ass.
Yeah, you don't get it. Yeah.
I really, I do it for the people, so they don't get distracted at work.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So we heard back in 2018 that Kim Kardashian had this like huge interest in law and legality, and she had hopes and dreams of actually becoming a lawyer. And I kind of felt like I haven't heard anything much about it recently, but she did pass her baby bar exam a while ago. And now she's awaiting like the results of the real deal. They are not public yet. But in a recent interview, she like was hooked up to a lie detector, and she shared that she uses ChatGPT to help give her answers, which like, I think is crazy.
And she got like some wrong, like it failed her.
Yeah, she
like
said
that.
She's failed multiple tests because of ChatGPT, and
come
she
on,
like
AI.
She gets so mad that it like fails her, and I'm like, well, why are you using it?
It's not even fair though. I'm gonna like I don't know why I defend Kim Kardashian. Like she needs
you
me to
always do.
Why she needs me to defend her of all people? She's like a billionaire and is doing just fine. But, like, she gets so much crap. Like, she's gone back to school to be a lawyer. That, like, that's pretty badass and admirable. She's gotten people out of prison that she's really wanted to see out of prison and released because she felt like they were unfairly incarcerated. Like, she's done things with her life. And we're all like, oh, what an idiot for, like, failing the bar. And we're like, could you pass the bar? Shut up.
Yeah. Well, talking about law and failing, so she has this new show on Hulu called All's Fair.
I mean, it does look terrible.
And, yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. So it's about, like, a female-ran law firm, and Kim is... Kim, what's kind of confusing is Kim is in this as an actress. This is not a show like reflecting her real life as a lawyer. She's an actress in this show, but it is failing so bad. This show is a complete flop. It has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. It's really hard to get a 0%
if you trust that source.
Holy
cow. Also, it's gotten such bad reviews that the producer of the show has come out with this like giant statement basically saying like everyone's subject to an opinion and you can't please everyone. So it's a flop.
That's gotta hurt that you know, you can be a lawyer, but you can't act like a lawyer.
Yeah,
that's
it's
hurt.
Kind of a weird, like,
it's a Ryan Murphy show,
yeah.
And he created Glee, so I love him. But all of his shows he releases are either horrible or really good.
Is he do American Horror Story
yes.
as well?
Yes.
So
yeah, he has a lot of
in American Horror
yes.
Story,
yes.
So that's where the
success
connection
with that.
Is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, add this one to the flop list, apparently, because apparently it's not good.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Where is the weirdest place that you fell asleep? We've all been there before where we're so exhausted, so tired, and you just fall asleep in the middle of something important. 855-444-6342. AB saw someone sleeping in probably the worst place ever.
Yeah, so I was at a funeral a couple days ago.
Oh, no!
And at first there was just kind of like this low noise that me and my family were kind of like, are you hearing that? What the heck is that? And my dad thought it was my mom's stomach growling, like it was that kind of noise. And then all of a sudden, you know how people snore so loud they snore themselves awake?
I do that all
yes.
the time.
He did that probably three times
you start to, like,
in
choke
the middle of the funeral.
He looked like
yes.
you're choking and dying.
Yes, he did that. And he was sitting directly behind me. And I'm like spazzing, freaking out at it. And I was just like, come on, dude. I mean, you can stay awake for the couple minutes
oh,
we're here.
Wow.
That's horrible.
It was awful.
I've fallen asleep in a meeting before, like important meetings. I have three kids. And I'm just exhausted. And if someone's talking for too long and it's just like, you just start to doze and you're like,
yep.
And it just happens.
It does.
If you're at a funeral, you got to figure
well,
it out.
Well, AB, it reminded me of my dad. My dad used to actually wear tinted glasses when we would go to church. Because he would
oh my
god!
I've had that happen before in church. I feel terrible. God seen me.
Yeah.
When I'm so tired and you just happen.
But snoring is next level.
Snoring's bad.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
You know, I'm pretty bad about sleeping, too. I'm one of those people that can fall asleep anywhere. I think it's because I'm the youngest kid, and I just had to sleep wherever I could.
Yeah, on the go?
I fell asleep at the bar one time.
Oh,
at a bar.
Wow.
Like, fully out at the bar with my friends. It was actually right when I met boyfriend Julian. He was like, wow, you seem so entertained by me. And I was falling asleep.
And it's not even like you were drinking too much.
No.
It's more
no.
like, I'm just so tired.
No,
that's
yeah.
what ends up happening. You're happens. Just so tired. You just, like, pass out.
It happened to me at work.
Really?
I was working for bookstore in the mall.
Okay? Really?
Now, it's never happened to me here that I can think of.
AB and I have fallen asleep during the show. We have, yeah.
Yeah, sleeping on like a...
On the couch in the corner.
But I was actually putting books on the shelf in this bookstore, and you had to kind of sit down, you know, get to that bottom shelf, and I got really kind of comfortable. And as I was getting comfortable, I was like, hey, I'm getting really comfortable. And I fell asleep, and my manager came by and kicked me and said, hey, you better get up and finish the job.
Oh, my gosh.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Where is the weirdest place you've ever fallen asleep? We want to take your calls if you're awake. 855-444-6342. Next on the Brett Mega Show. Where is the strangest, weirdest place you've fallen asleep? Sometimes it'd be like that. You're just exhausted. Mm-hmm. Whether it's these kids, whether it's life, you're just drained and you just need to catch some sleep. 855-444-MEGA. AAB caught someone sleeping probably one of the most inappropriate places.
At a funeral. In the middle of the service.
Honestly, Kat might be more inappropriate. Kat, where did you bust someone falling asleep?
Well, she just started on Monday, and she was there Monday and Tuesday, and then yesterday she was there an hour and a half, and we went in and found her totally asleep. Tried tapping on her, calling her name.
She died.
Nothing. She was out cold.
Oh, wow.
Just got this job.
Yeah, a brand new job?
Brand new job.
Brand new job.
Nothing like sleeping on the job.
Yep.
First couple of days. Let's say Liz, where did you fall asleep at?
I fell asleep in a drive-thru.
Honestly, mood. Whoa. That makes sense.
How? You literally have to move up every minute or two. You're the person who's fastest.
Yeah.
It depends where you're at.
I was working as an assistant, and I was 22. The night before, went out with friends, got super drunk. Had to go to work the next morning to get... And I had to get breakfast for my boss every morning. And, of course, I had to go to, like, Panera or somewhere, like, you know... quote unquote fancy.
Yeah.
It was taking so long, and I just remember leaning my head back, and then I opened my eyes to somebody tapping on my window, and I was like, oh my gosh,
that's terrifying.
Awesome and legendary.
Yep. Yeah,
thank you so much
that's
for the
iconic.
Call. She's best employee ever. Audrey, where did you fall asleep at?
I fell asleep during sorority recruitment.
Oh my god,
that'll get you.
You're supposed to be making your best impression. Yeah, yeah, why did you fall asleep during sorority recruitment? What does that mean?
Well, so on the last day, you like do like these big ceremonies, and I just didn't really want to be at one of the houses, and their ceremony was a little boring, so I, nodded off, and it worked in my favor. So
did you get the house that you wanted?
I got the house that I wanted.
There you go.
But you didn't get the bed that you wanted.
Let's say Debbie, this isn't about you. You're calling out your daughter. Where did she fall asleep?
Uh-oh. Correct. Yeah, my daughter fell asleep on the toilet.
Oh my God.
Supposedly this happened at work,
too.
Yeah,
we had a sales guy who used to take his naps in the bathroom.
What do you mean, like, use his, like that's like nap time, like
yes.
A five-year-old. Like,
yeah.
He used to go take his naps in the toilet.
Yeah.
So you just walked
exactly.
in and she was sleeping?
You kind of check on her to go, what's going on? And she's sound asleep. Now, this is the same daughter that fell asleep in a closet.
Wow.
She could sleep anywhere, for real. There's Sleep Olympics. She's competing.
Right. She was apparently supposed to be cleaning her room. I go in and check on her, and she's asleep with just her head in the closet.
Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, I respect her, actually.